Now, the city of Prague has been at the forefront of classical music at least since Mozart uttered the famous words, Meine Prager verstehen mich, my Pragers understand me, and premiered his works here. The Czech metropolis continues to celebrate its lofty music heritage today with the annual Prague Spring Festival, one of the largest and best-known classical music festivals in Central Europe, which commences on Tuesday. And as every year, it starts with a performance of Bedřich Smetana as My Country. Christian Favi reports on what's in store for music lovers this year.
As the training ground of Czech composers like Antonín Dvořák and Bedřich Smetana, and a major venue for premieres of the work of Beethoven and Mozart, the history of Prague is intertwined with that of classical music. The major annual recognition of that point of pride is the Prague Spring International Music Festival. Founded in 1946 on the 50th anniversary of the foundation of the Czech Philharmonic, the festival is now in its 64th year, and opens annually on May 12th, marking the date of the death of Bedřich Smetana. Prague Spring's spokeswoman, Dr. Elena Svobodová, told me about what makes it a special event, different from the frequent classical music events held in Prague and around the country.
It is actually the biggest festival. It takes together 25 days, which is a long time. When we start today, so you have to think that in 3 weeks we are still here. And we prepare for every day, sometimes also 5 concerts, so it is very big. And because it is quite popular and it lasts already so many years, our guests like to come. So I must say that the quality of our guests, I mean, conductors, soloists, singers, and so on, is mostly very high. The reason why it is so popular is also that we have good sponsors. So we still can actually afford to have really the highest quality.
While the festival has long had a tradition of continuing Prague's musical development by promoting younger performers, this year showcasing the Gustav Mahler Jugendorchester, for example, more attention has been paid of late to acquiring younger visitors, and to this end, recent years have seen a large degree of diversification, embracing more modern work. That trend continues this year with a series of jazz and swing concerts, including the Czech lineup Rhythm Desperados, and a special multimedia concert of original music by Howard Short, based on The Lord of the Rings. I asked Dr. Svobodová whether she finds classical music today as struggling to keep up with modern taste.
We started this project approximately 10 years ago, and we have more and more projects like that. The reason is that perhaps world is developing, society is developing, and we try to get younger visitors also. So that could be a reason. Otherwise, I can't say that the interest for classical music is lower. But I think that when we have the offer a little larger, then it is always good.
This year we'll see nearly 60 concerts and theatrical performances packed into 25 days, with highlights including the universally acclaimed Peruvian tenor Juan Diego Flores and the no less famed German violin virtuoso Ann Sophia Mutter. Events will be taking place throughout the city's many illustrious venues until the closing concert on June 3rd in Prague's Municipal House, where Israeli conductor Eliyahu Inbal will be leading the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra in Antonín Dvořák's 8th Symphony.